The COVID-19 pandemic has exacerbated the long-running dental divide between rich and poor, and nowhere is that more evident than among older Australians. A quarter of over 75s have teeth affected by decay, while a fifth of them have no teeth at all. As political reporter Stephanie Dalzell explains, pressure's building on the major parties to do more to tackle poor oral health among older Australians, particularly those in aged care.
As the bones in 69-year-old Barbara's jaw started to disintegrate, her teeth began to fall out.
There's a lot of factors that contributed to that, but at the end of the day, I did need to have all my teeth replaced or dentures. That was my only option.
The public servant from Parkes in New South Wales immediately went to a specialist dentist and was told she'd need teeth extractions and a full set of oral implants. The out-of-pocket costs were almost $70,000.
I knew that, okay, we're in this for the long haul, so I just had to deal with it. End of story. There wasn't a lot of other options. But I did say to them, what do people do? There's so many people in Australia can't afford to do that.
Those Australians who can't afford oral care have few options. Some spend years on lists for public dental clinics, which are run by the states, with help from the Commonwealth. And the Australian Dental Association Vice President, Dr. Stephen Liu, says nowhere is the huge gap in care more apparent than among older Australians, particularly those in aged care.
We have stories of patients in aged care facilities with almost no teeth left, with abscesses, pus, bleeding and discomfort to a level where they cannot eat. This is unacceptable in a country like ours.
The ADA wants the major parties to commit to a senior benefits program, which would fund basic dental services in aged care facilities, train staff so they can help with dental care, and include dental assessments in the over 75 health check performed by GPs. All up, it would cost about $95 million a year.
Dental care has been the canary in the coal mine of full body health in Australia. There's no doubt. It is drastically underfunded, drastically ignored.
The Grattan Institute's Annika Stobart says while expensive policies are rarely palatable for voters, not funding aged care dental would also come at a cost.
Because the mouth is connected to the body, we see higher risks for diabetes or cardiovascular issues if people don't address their oral health care needs. And then this also puts pressure on the health system.
The Coalition argues dental and oral health is a key part of primary care, and it's extending its agreement with the states to fund public dental for another year. Labor says it's committed to its long-term goal of expanding Medicare to dental health services, but hasn't specified a timeframe.
Stephanie Dalzell with that report.